Nearly 94,000 Floridians still have not submitted documents verifying whether they're eligible to purchase health insurance in the federal marketplace. Many of those with outstanding paperwork problems could be undocumented immigrants who weren't eligible to purchase the federally subsidized plans in the first place. But Renard Murray, regional director for the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, says U.S. citizens are impacted too. For example, someone who is married.
And the married name is different from what's on the birth certificate or the documents that are contained in the databases that we're looking at, Social Security. So that's the data. There's a name discrepancy there. So a person born in the U.S. with a name difference could be an issue as well.
CMS has sent out more than 250,000 follow-up letters nationwide to customers asking again for the documents. The number has dropped from 1 million people nationwide when the discrepancies emerged several weeks ago. The deadline to submit the paperwork is September 5th, and if nothing is received, people could be dropped from their health insurance at the end of September and will have to wait until November to re-enroll. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.